93.7, the River City's classic rock Dog and Joe Show. One more round of Know the Dog and Joe Show coming up. Hopefully you listen this week. We'll hook you up with the Dog and Joe Show t-shirt. Want to see what you guys think about this. We're off on Monday for MLK Day. And when we come back on Tuesday, I want to see if you guys would play this game for the after shows. Every day at 10:30. Well, every other day at 10:30 on Facebook Live, on the River, or Dog and Joe's page. What we do is a little thing called after show. People call up and they comment and they talk to us and we do a video and we sit there and it's pretty boring. So I'm thinking on Tuesday when we come back, I want to try the Rude Food Roulette. Okay. Now, do you remember me growing up as a kid? Did everyone have these on their tables? They were these little plastic turntables. It was like a two-layer plastic turntable, and on the turntable, you'd put your Tabasco and your pepper and your cinnamon and your little sugar, and it sat in the middle of the table, and you'd spin it. So, like, when everyone's gathered around, you're like, oh, I need the pepper, and you'd spin it. There was napkins on it. We had one of these. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. Absolutely. It's not a Lazy Susan. That's an actual cupboard that's got them in there, but it's like the spinning things that are in a Lazy Susan on top of your table.
Yeah, it's like a Lazy Spinning Susan turntable.
I don't know what that thing's called, but yeah.
Yeah, it's like a spin deal that you put on the table and you put all your ketchup and all whatever it is, and you would spin it. So what I'm thinking is, for the Rude Food Roulette, we come back on Tuesday, and what we do is we spin a wheel, okay? And the wheel could either land on my name, it could land on your name, or it could land on Dana's name.
Okay.
So then we figure out who's going to eat the rude food.
Oh.
And then what we do is we put the rude food on the turntable,
and we
spin it. And wherever it stops, we'll put a little arrow on it. It might be like, I don't know, rotten cheesecake. Might be a pig snout. Might be a can of sardines. Might be just the jelly from the Vienna weenies.
Oh, I don't want to play this.
It's going to have some time. Hey,
on the, I do not want to play this. I'm not going to eat pig snout or the jelly from Vienna weenies.
Again, we might put Snickers bars.
Why can't we put a hamburger, a slice of pizza?
What's rude about that food?
Nothing.
Okay, so what we'll do is maybe we'll put a taco or a chalupa.
Or maybe one good item with the rest of them.
We could pepper it in with one good item, but then what we're going to do is we're going to put a pig snout. And then we're going to put Vienna weenie, just the jelly.
Nothing that's going to make you sick.
Well, no, this is all consumable. It's just kind of gross. Maybe we get a big slab of that head cheese and we put that on there.
What about those rotten duck eggs they eat in China?
Yeah, those
things are actually where you eat like a baby duck fetus.
Yeah, those.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe we get some sort of fermented or sour, like maybe one thing's a clumpy glass of milk. Maybe something's like an old chunk of cheese.
You could put a tomato on there or some type of broccoli or a Brussels sprout.
Artichoke.
And I would eat head cheese before I'd want to eat that.
You would eat head cheese before you ate a chunk of broccoli.
No, not broccoli, but Brussels sprout.
Okay. But you see what I'm saying? So what we do is we spin the wheel. We know if it lands on Dana, you, or myself, whoever it lands on, then they have to spin the wheel again to see what rude food it lands on, and that's what they have to eat, and we'll film it. And it's fair because you never know who it's going to land on, and you don't necessarily know if the wheel's going to land on the rude food. It could land on the good thing, and we'll always put a good thing in there, like a king-size Kit Kat or a Whopper or whatever.
I don't want to eat a Kit Kat either.
Well, okay, you and Joe can line up for head cheese.
I bet you'd rather eat a Kit Kat than you would a glass of, what'd you say?
Oh, I'm not doing the milk.
Spoiled milk?
No, thank you.
Oh, here's the thing, too.
I don't think you can drink that without getting sick. I will not drink curdled milk.
Here's the thing, too, though. Rude food changes for all of us. Like me, Dana could put a banh mi on the thing for that day. I wouldn't want to eat a banh mi.
I would load the whole thing up with banh mis.
See?
And one chalupa.
And you know what I'll do for Dana?
No! I don't want to play.
I'll make Dana eat hard-boiled eggs.
Oh!
Because Dana hates eggs.
What a treat that would be for me.
So, are you guys in?
I don't know.
And you don't have to eat, like, we're not going to put huge portions.
I just have to put it in my mouth and I can spit it out.
No.
You got to chew it and swallow
it's
right?
It's called food,
one bite.
Dana.
One bite.
You bite it?
One bite.
You chew it, you swallow.
One bite.
How do you take a bite of a pig snout?
Well, you just look at the two holes, the nostrils.
You got to nip the edge of the nose or something?
Oh, yeah, and that's the fried. Dana's in there hacking and gagging. So the pig snout, it's got the two little nostrils, and you bite that little cartilage at the outer ring, and you just bite that. It's real salty, and if it's fried good, you don't even know.
In a world where we have cattle and actual bacon, who the hell chooses the snout?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure you can make good things with the snout, but eating the snout by itself, not my cup of tea.
Yeah, when you look at the pork butt, you look at the bacon, you look at the links of sausage, yeah, what would make them lop the nose off a pig and eat that too? Yeah.
But who decided to make ham hocks? Ham hocks are delicious.
Yeah, but you're not making that out of the snout.
No.
That's out of the
hawk.
But
it's still the, yeah.
What's a ham hock? That's just a chunk of
you've never had ham hocks?
Of ham, right?
Yeah, but it's the top of the leg, I believe. The hawk.
It's like their ankle piece.
Oh, is that, yeah, it's the bottom of the leg.
Yeah, it's the bottom of the leg.
Yeah.
How much meat could be on that?
There's actually quite a bit. It's
delicious.
Yeah,
you get a good ham hock, man. Oh. That's some good eating right there.
Oof.
You bet. Yeah, I don't know what would make them, but want not, waste not, I guess.
I guess, dude. I mean, you see one of the, where sometimes you go to a grocery store, it's got like a pig head. You'll see it on the news or whatever. You're like, who sells pig heads?
I've never seen a pig head.
You can go to like this. They have grocery stores that'll sell pig heads.
I've seen pig snout. Dana, will you eat a pig snout?
Is she on the phone?
No. She stared right at me. She doesn't know what to do.
I don't want to.
Are you guys in or out?
If Joe does it, I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
All right. Rude Food Roulette back on Tuesday.
I could think of so many other fun things we could play, but I'll do this for you.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Hopefully
we'll see
this
how it goes.
Only once a week.
If it's too rude, then we won't do it. We'll do it a couple times, though. So back on Tuesday, Facebook after show. It's going to be live. We'll do that when we get back from vacation. We're still here, though, until 10 o'clock today before Monica Lowe comes in. Dog and Joe.